The only thing in heaven made by man are the nail prints in the hands of Jesus. This is how Fanny Crosby would know Jesus Christ in glory. Hear her story in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
Fanny Crosby was born on March 24, 1820 in Putnam County, New York, and died at the ripe old age of 94 on February 11, 1915. Fanny was not born blind, as is often reported. She said, "When I was 6 weeks old, a slight cold caused inflammation of the eyes. Our usual doctor was away from home, so a stranger was called in. He recommended the use of hot poultices, which practically destroyed my sight. When this sad calamity became known, the unfortunate man thought it best to leave the neighborhood, and we never heard of him again." But, she added, "I have not for a moment in more than 85 years felt a spark of resentment against him, for I have always believed that the good Lord in his infinite mercy by this means consecrated me to the work that I am still permitted to do. When I remember how blessed I have been, how can I repine?" Her sight was gone, but her skill was sharp and poignant. Her love of poetry began early. Her first verse, written at the age of 8, echoed her lifelong refusal to pity herself. She said, "Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." It was this Christ-like spirit that sponsored her authorship of over 9,000 hymns. Frances Havergal, England's gospel poetress, wrote of Fanny, exclaiming, "Her heart can see." As she grew, others did not embrace or understand her trial as well as she had. Said one well-meaning minister to her, "I think it is a great pity that the Master did not give you sight when he showered so many other gifts upon you." Yet she responded at once, as she had heard such comments before, saying, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I was born blind? Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." In 1894, Fanny was attending the Bible conferences held at Lake Chautauqua in West New York. After a wonderful evening of preaching and fellowship, Fanny and John Sweeney, who had written More About Jesus and the music to Fanny's Tell Me the Story of Jesus, were basking on the front porch in the glow of heavenly thoughts and the mutual love they shared for Jesus. Sweeney replied to his friend, "Fanny, speaking of heaven, I mean the real one that the Lord is preparing for his children. Do you think we'll recognize each other?" She replied, "John, I think we will. In fact, I agree with Annie Herbert, who wrote, 'We shall know each other better when the mist have rolled away.' But John, the question that is really on your mind is this. Fanny, you're blind, and you've never seen a human being before. Therefore, how will you recognize your friends, and especially the Lord?" To which I replied, "John Sweeney, I've thought about that quite often, and I know that I will have not a bit of trouble recognizing my friends or my beautiful Savior. However, contemplating that there might be a problem, I have this to offer. Mind you, I still believe I won't have any problems, but just in case I do, I'll go to the one whom I feel is my Savior and will say, 'May I please look at your hands?' John, I'll know it's my Savior by the print of the nails in his hands. When my life's work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and are parting at the river I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden, they will sing my welcome home. But I long to meet my Savior, first of all. Through the gates to the city, in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I shall mingle with delight. But I long to meet my Savior, first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him. And redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hands. It reminds me of another meeting in the hands of Jesus. The prophet Zechariah wrote in Zechariah 12, verse 10, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. They shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Ladies and gentlemen, that Savior, the Lord Jesus, that has the nail prints even today in his hands, is coming back someday. But for those of us who know him by faith as Savior and depart this world before the rapture to the grave, we shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hands. What a Savior! What a song! And oh, what a heritage of hymns!
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.